بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Continuing with reading a little bit of the sections of the letters of Hazrat Masih Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. In this letter he writes, every Sahabi who succumbed to Islam at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed hands instinctively turned out to be a da'i invited towards good, aiming at spreading Islam throughout the world because of his imani sentiments. Friends as well as other close associates were all invited by him to profess the deen of Islam. Owing to this, his iman was perpetually in progress while his imani vigor went from strength to strength. Subsequently, the divine ordinances revealed in contrast to their desires, such as fasting in Ramadan, payment of zakat, foregoing wine and interest, etc., all turned out to be cordially cherished and physically adopted by them. This was a result of dawah, invitation towards iman. Until the mission of dawah towards iman was embracingly launched on the ummah as a whole, Islam spread rapidly throughout the world, giving rise to the materialization of Islamic injunctions within the lifestyle of the masses. In terms of ibadat, acts of devotion, muasharat, social etiquettes, muamalat, interrelated dealings, in virtually every sphere of life, the values of Islam manifested themselves. As a result, their lifestyles were startlingly different from those of the kuffar. Great multitudes of people started committing themselves to Islam simply by witnessing there the Sahaba's truthfulness, trustworthiness and other traits of outstanding character. The bonds of love and affection, altruism means unselfishness, and sympathy were kindled to such an extent that Allah Ta'ala praises them thus. They give preference to others upon themselves in spite of them being afflicted with poverty. And owing to this mission of dawah, a nation which was cowering in the abysmal pits of poverty and disgrace, a nation which was leading a barbaric life in the midst of materialistically advanced nations, surrounded by Khusru towards the east, Caesar in the north, Mukokis in the west and Negus towards the south, Allah Ta'ala transformed this nation into leaders of other nations. One of the greatest lessons the Holy Quran taught to them was that they should refrain from disunity and hold firmly onto the rope of Allah, failing which will render them chicken-hearted, whilst the honor and awe they hold will wane away. This fact is evident from the charismatic awe that they held over the hearts of the kuffar while gaining victory upon triumphant victory, until their hearts were firmly bonded together with love and affection. However, the moment differences set in, diminishing the sentiments of love and affection, the awe of the kuffar started settling over the Muslims, whilst timidity and faint-heartedness gradually seeped into them to an extent that it engulfed the entire Muslim community at large. Sentiments of unity and integrity metamorphosed into sentiments of disunity and discord, whilst the ummah fell victim to stratagems and deceptions of the forces of batil, falsehood. There is no other form of extricating the ummah from the snare save through the agency of dawah. Hence we should perpetually ingrain this lesson deeply into our hearts and minds. This is the yardstick to assess the magnitude of progress and degeneration. Therefore, those who emerge in this path of dawah should always refrain from disunity and stick together with love and affection. Those who emerge in this path of dawah should always refrain from disunity and stick together with love and affection. There will be no hurdles then in spreading dawah throughout the world. If our invitation is extended towards Allah only, and we endeavor to advance towards Allah alone in such a way that we are befitting to the verse, "So hasten towards Allah," all our remaining errors and unprincipled attitudes will be held in check and contained without causing any substantial effect in any way. If we are endowed with two attributes, one is love and the other is sincerity coupled with istighfar in all matters, while subjected to mashwara and obedience to the Amir, then inshallah we are destined to tread the straight path and the divine help of Allah will descend upon us. If anyone commits an error or acts in an unprincipled manner, mere thinking won't make him aware of it. Therefore, intense meditation is imperative, as this would ensure spiritual enhancement together with the rectification of his undisciplined attitude. Following the delivery of a lecture as well, every individual should reflect whether he lectured with the correct principles or not. Similarly, strict adherence to dawah principles is a must when conducting gasht and ta'aleem, and when observing the daily awrad, that is the wazaif, etc., daily routine of recitation and incantations, etc. Maintaining dawah principles is of utmost importance, particularly when one emerges onto the field of dawah. Our guide, our arch Hazrat Nawarallahu Marquduhu, would often say, the parable of he who acts in an unprincipled manner whilst in the path of Allah is likened to a cauldron of food being cooked in which a very minute quantity of impurity falls, thereby rendering the entire food impure. On the other hand, the parable of the one who acts in an unprincipled manner on his return home is likened to a cauldron of food which has cooled down. In other words, if a little impurity falls into cold food, it does not render all the food impure. Only the area in which the impurity fell should be removed, thereby retaining the purity of the food. One or two points just to reiterate, as my Sayyid Khan Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, important point, he mentions that the Sahaba, the moment they accepted Islam, immediately this understanding that dawah is our responsibility, it was ingrained in them, and from the first day they would invite towards Islam, and in giving this dawah of Allah's greatness, their iman continually increased strength to strength. And on that basis, they were able to implement every one of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the importance of ikhlas, sincerity, and very, very important, to be a source of love and unity, and not to be a cause of dissension. If you see the history of Islam, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا. Allah Ta'ala warns us in the Quran that when you will start fighting with one another, when disunity will set in, that is when the fear of you will come out of the hearts of the enemy, and the enemy will be given the upper hand over you. This chapter, currently we are reading a hadith or an incident from Hayatul Sahaba, pertaining to, it's a very, very broad chapter, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh brought, on the topic of Salah. One is the devotion of Allah's Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself towards Salah, devotion of Sahaba, the constant battle that we have, the constant mujahada that is absolutely imperative and necessary for us to develop khushu and khudu, devotion and concentration in our salah. Salah is the first thing Allah is going to question you and I about. أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبْ. First thing in Allah's court, the first thing about reckoning which will take place is our salah. Every human being wants to be successful. Everyone wants Jannat. Everyone wants his wishes, his aspirations fulfilled. And this is Kalamullah, this is Allah's Kalam. And Allah says, Qad. Qad is like, when you say accept it or don't accept it, this is the absolute truth. Qad. Without a doubt, this is going to come to pass, this is going to happen. Aflahal mu'minun. Without a doubt, the people of Iman have succeeded. Dunya is yours, akhirat is yours, whatever you want, Allah is giving it to you. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The first quality for this, falah, success, true iman, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They are those who have devotion and concentration in their salah. This, my respected brothers, is a lifelong effort. And it is something that we cannot afford to become negligent about at all. Every salah. One sahabi came, an old man, youngster. Came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, O Nabi of Allah, give me advice. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was the advice he gave him? He said, make every salah as if it is your last salah. Make every salah as if it is your last salah. Now, this is something we need to ask ourselves. How many of us actually do that? Take that few seconds before we read salah. This is direct advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then make every salah as if this is your last salah. Now, if you are convinced that by the time you make salam from this salah, you will be no more in this world, how will you make that salah? So, like I said, this is a constant, lifelong effort. Because salah is such a thing, get your salah right, your whole deen will come right. Get your salah right, the whole of deen, other aspects of deen, all that will come onto the principle and the kafiyat of salah. So like I said, a lengthy chapter as Mawsu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali brought, and in that we're going to read one or two ahadith pertaining to adhan. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Azmat, value, awe, grandeur, true respect given to what we call the sha'air, the symbols of Allah, symbols of Islam. This is a direct consequence of the taqwa of the heart. Azan is a very, very great symbol of Islam. And today, unfortunately, many of us, that respect for azan is not there. Value for azan is not there. We don't listen to the azan properly. We don't give jawab, we don't respond to the azan. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ الْمُؤَذِّنِ, when you hear the muadhin calling out the azan, فَقُولُوا مِثْلَ مَا يَقُولُ, repeat after him. Repeat after him. Then, after that, صَلُّوا عَلَيَّ, send salawat upon me, that is send durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ صَلُوا اللَّهَ, then make dua to Allah Ta'ala for wasila, the dua after azan. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who does that, one riwayat it comes wajabat lahul jannah, jannah becomes wajib for him. One riwayat it comes halat lahu shafa'ati, my sifarish, my intercession becomes halal for him. You will gain the sifarish of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now why so much emphasis on azan? So much of emphasis we find in our Shariat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lo ya'lamun nas, lo ya'lamun nas ma fin nida wa safil awwal." If my ummah had to come to know the value of azan and first saf, everybody can't give azan. We got one muazzin, and first saf the space is limited. So he said, if you people had to come to know how valuable it was. One riwayat that comes, لَتَدَارَبُ عَلَيْهِ بِالسُّيُّفِ, you would take out your swords and start fighting to be given the privilege of giving azan or making salah in the first selves. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا إِلَّا أَنْ يَسْتَهِمُوا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another riwayat, he said, if you don't find anything, any other way besides drawing lots, you will draw lots to be given the privilege of salah in the first self and azan. He said, the Muazzin is not like any shaheed. Muazzin is not like any shaheed. He is like kashaheed al-mutashahhit fi damihi. A man who gets slain in the path of Allah so that he is swimming in a pool of his blood. It's not an ordinary shaheed. It's a shaheed who fought valiantly. Rasulullah said that is the maqam of a muazzin. He said, yastaghfiru lahu kullu ratbin wa yabis, every green, every fresh, every leaf, every tree that hears the azan of that muazzin makes dua for that muazzin. Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, لو كنت مؤذنا ما باليت الا احج ولا اعتمر ولا اجاهد. He said, if Allah made me muazzin, Abdullah bin Masud, and Allah didn't give me tawfiq of hajj, umrah, or even jihad, I wouldn't be worried. Allah gave me the position of azan. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, لو كنت مؤذنا لكم الامر. If Allah made me muazzin, all my wishes would have been fulfilled. ولا وما باليت الا انتصب لقيام الليل ولا لصيام النهار. He said, Umar says, if I didn't make tahajjud and fast also, but Allah made me muazzin, that would be sufficient for me. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua, Allahumma ighfir lil muazzinin, Allahumma ighfir lil muazzinin, Allahumma ighfir lil muazzinin, Allah forgive the muazzin, Allah forgive the muazzin, Allah forgive the muazzin. So Umar said, ya Rasulullah, so much you've told us about azan and muazzin, so much you've reiterated to us how much Allah is kept in this, that we are ready to take out swords now to be muazzin, and still you are making dua, Allahumma ighfir lil muazzinin. And this is Sadaqa Rasulullah. Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke the truth. Kalla ya Umar. Kalla ya Umar. Umar, don't be deceived. Time will come upon my ummah, they will consign this position of azan to the lowest people amongst them. They will have absolutely no value for it. Yutrakuna ala du'afaihim. They will look down upon a muazzin. Yet, Umar, what is the reality? تِلْكَ لُحُومٌ حَرَّمَهَا اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ. Allah has made the body of a muazzin haram upon the fire of Jahannam. Now why so much emphasis on azan? Why has our Shariat elevated azan? And what is the dua and the sabak of azan? Allah says in the Quran, value the symbols of Islam, it is from the taqwa of the heart. If the ummah will value azan and understand azan, it is a proof of taqwa. If they don't have it, it is their weakness of taqwa, reliance and trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is azan? Allahumma rabb hadhihi da'wati tamma. Azan is da'wah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, not just any da'wah. Azan is the most perfect, most tam, most complete form of da'wat. Azan is da'wat. Now if you look, what happens first? Azan or salah? Wait. Azan first. And what is azan? And what is salah? Salah is ibadat. Salah is Allah's order, hukam. So from this we learn, the Sharia teaches us that da'wat is given first. Then Allah's hukam will come into existence. If you want Allah's hukam, even if it is salah, or any hukam of deen, any ibadat, any order of Allah, if you want it to come into existence, da'wat has to be given. That is why Anbiya came with da'wat. Second thing ulama mentioned, they say, jaan and life is created in the hukam through the da'wat. If the da'wat is given correctly, then the jaan and life will come in the hukam, in the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third thing ulama say, what's the first thing that happens in the world? First thing in the world that happens anywhere when Muslims are, the first thing is azan. Early hours in the morning, the sun even hasn't risen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And we are ordered, and when the child is born also, the first thing that must be sounded in the ear of that child is azan. So from this we learn that da'wat has to be given first. When da'wat will be given, then Allah's commands will come into existence. Then ibadat will come into existence. And then if you look at azan itself, you give azan one time or how many times? Again and again, 5 times a day minimum. Azan is given over and over and over again. So in the life of a Muslim, he has to give da'wat over and over and over and over again. People listen or don't listen. The muazzin gives the azan. People come to the masjid, don't come to the masjid, he has to still give the azan. And he has to carry on giving the azan. So from all this we learn, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is da'watu tamma, this is the most complete and perfect da'wat. So from this we learn the etiquette of a da'i, that a da'i will give da'wat whether people listen or don't listen. And a da'i will have to give da'wat over and over again. And the first thing that a da'i does is da'wat. And the azan is being called, given, you're inviting towards salah. Salah is farz. So the muazzin gave the azan at fajr time. Everybody knows salah is farz. He gave the azan. Why does he have to give it at zuhr again? Asr again? Maghrib again? Isha again? Even though the ummah knows it is farz, the azan has to be given over and over and over and over again. So a da'i has to constantly be giving da'wat all his life. And one more nukta ulama give from the azan. They say azan is the most complete da'wat. Azan is given only to non-Muslims. Even the Muslims also. Today there's some of us have this mindset that you don't give da'wat to Muslims. Why are you knocking on my door or knocking on somebody else's door? The greatest form of da'wat primarily is being given to who? First the Muslims. So the sabak of azan, the sabak of the basic tenets of Islam, Allah's greatness, this muzakara, this da'wat has to be given over and over and over again, Muslims and non-Muslims. This is what we learn from the azan. In any case, there's certain further things which we will discuss after we read the riwayat as to how azan came into existence. أخرج أبو الشيخ عن عبد الله بن زيد قال اهتم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالأذان بالصلاة وكان إذا جاء وقت الصلاة سعد برجل فيشير بيده سعد برجل فيشير بيده فمن رآه جاء ومن لم يره لم يعلم بالصلاة فاهتم ذلك لذلك هما شديدا. Abdullah bin Zayd narrates that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very, very concerned as to how to call the ummah to salah. When the time of salah would come, somebody would climb onto a high wall or climb on his tiptoes and he would start waving. Anyone who saw him, they would come for salah. And if they didn't see him, they wouldn't know the time of salah has come. So this caused a great deal of grief and concern that the proper invitation to salah wasn't taking place. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a mashwara with the sahaba as to how we should call the ummah for salah. فَقَالَ لَهُ بَعْدُ الْقَوْمِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ أَمَرْتَ مِنْ نَاقُوسِ. So someone suggested, O Nabi of Allah, why don't we ring a bell? Order that a bell should be rung. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِعْلُ النَّصَارَى. He said that is the practice of the Nasara, the Christians. And in Islam, forget our weddings and dressing and other aspects of life, even in our ibadat, we are commanded never to imitate the Yahud and the Nasara. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever you will imitate, Allah will raise you amongst them. So this bell is something that had to do with the Christians. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam disliked that idea. فَعْلُ النَّصَارَى قَالَ لَا فَقَالُوا. So someone else suggested, لَوْ أَمَرْتَ بِالْبُوقِ فَنُفِخَ فِي. So why don't you command somebody to take a trumpet and blow into it? To this Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responded, فَعْلُ الْيَهُودِ. This is the practice of the Yahud. And la, he rejected that also. So Abdullah bin Zayd says, فَرَجَعْتُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِي وَأَنَا مُغْتَمٌ لِمَا رَأَيْتْ مِنْ اِهْتِمَامِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي حَالِهِ. Something was worrying the Nabi of Allah. This was the mizaj and temperament of Sahaba, that they shared the grief and the worry of Rasulullah. So he said, Nabi was worried, this burden affected me greatly. I went home and I was full of sorrow because I saw how concerned Rasulullah was. Hatta idha kana al-layl qabla al-fajr. He said, I couldn't sleep the whole night. Just before Fajr, Subah Sadiq. Ghashiyan in nu'as. Drowsiness overtook me. Fara'aytu rajulan. And I dozed off and I saw a dream. In this dream, Fara'aytu rajulan alayhi thawban akhdaran. I saw a person who had two green robes on. وَأَنَا بَيْنَ النَّائِمْ وَالْيَقْضَانِ. I was still in a state of wakefulness and sleeplessness and sleepiness. Like, mashallah, many of us, particularly in Ramzan, after Fajr Bayan, this is the state we find ourselves in. بَيْنَ النَّوْمِ وَالْيَقْضَانِ. Half sleeping, half awake. Which is why this encouragement is given by make mujahada, try and sit tashahud, try and strain yourself. And listen attentively so that the effect of what you're listening can enter the heart. And then you have this very famous misnomer in Tablighi circles particularly. That when somebody is sleeping in the bayan, asking by kya kare, what you're doing, he says, no, sakina is descending. A sakina is Allah's rahmat, is Allah's blessing. هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَا إِيمَانِهِمْ. Allah tells us in the Quran, what is the effect of sakina, which we send down on a gathering of Allah's zikr and a gathering of learning and teaching. Allah says we send down sakina, and what is the effect? It causes the iman to increase. So Mawlana Nazrul Rahman Sahib, one of our akabirin, down in Barakatu, he says that the road, the avenues to the heart of a man being affected are four. What he sees, what he speaks, what he hears, and what he thinks. These four roads affect the heart. So he says, when a man is sleeping, he closes all four roads. And then you say, sakina is descending. He says, that is not sakina. That is actually laziness. So this is why in the talk of deen particularly, we must make that little extra effort. We are insan, we'll get tired, sleep, etc. will come, but we have to fight it. We learn, yawning is something Rasulullah disliked. He said it is from shaitan. Suppress the yawn. Suppress it. A Muslim is supposed to be somebody who is vigilant. So nevertheless, he says, I was in a state of sleeplessness, sleepfulness and wakefulness, in between the two, like a subconscious state. And I saw this man dressed in green robes. فَقَامَ عَلَىٰ سَطْحِ الْمَسْجِدِ. He stood on the roof of the masjid. فَجَعَلَ أُصْبُعَيْهِ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ. And he placed his two fingers, index fingers, in his ears. وَنَادَىٰ. And he called out the azan. Abdullah bin Zayd rushed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to relate this dream. According to other riwayat, other sahaba also saw similar dreams in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is how azan came into the ummah. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, mentions with regards to azan, she says, وَقَالَتْ عَيْشَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهَا هَذِي الْآيَةِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That whose speech can be better than the one who gives da'wah to Allah, invites to Allah, and does good deeds, and says that I am one of the believers, She says, Huwal Mu'adhin. The actual maqam of this verse is the Mu'adhin. Because the greatest da'wah is azan. And she says, Fa'idha qala, when the Mu'adhin says, Hayya ala salah. Come to salah. Faqad da'a ilallah. He has invited to Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَّا اللَّهِ First part of the verse. وَإِذَا قَالَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ When he says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ I bear witness that there is no deity besides Allah. Then he has fulfilled this part of the verse according to Aisha radiallahu anha. إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ He has declared his Islam and his Iman. And when he actually... وَإِذَا صَلَّى And thereafter the Muazzin makes salah, فَقَدْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا Whose speech can be better than the one who invites to Allah, حَيَّالَ الصَّلَاةِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا Makes salah himself. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Ulama say, our Akabirin say, that there are six asbaq and lessons in azan. And they say that if we will, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in the hadith that when the muazzin gives the azan, listen to the azan with yaqeen. In other words, make mashq, make door of these six lessons. Azan is the most perfect da'wat. Azan is da'wat. Dawat is given before the hukam. Through dawat, the hukam will get life. Dawat is given over and over again. Whether people listen or don't listen, dawat is still given. And the first thing that happens when a child is born is dawat. The first thing that happens in any Muslim locality throughout the entire world is azan, is dawat. Through azan, we learn the importance of dawat in the life of a Muslim. Now, dawat to what? Ulama say, that there are six asbaq and lessons in azan. Inshallah, if we learn these lessons, ponder over them, reflect over them, they say to practice on the whole of deen will become easy. The first lesson, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, four times. Greatness belongs only to Allah. No matter how rich you are, how powerful you are, whatever worldly possessions you have, you can be the ruler of some country, you can be a superpower in the world, before Allah you are nothing. Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, every one of you is faqir, is zero, is bankrupt, is useless, is a non-entity. Kibriyai, azmat, jalal, greatness only belongs to Allah. What are you? Hal ata'ala al-insan hinu min ad-dahar. لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا You were a drop of sperm. Allah gave you existence. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ Greatness, فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ In the heavens and the earth, only belongs to Allah. This da'wat, and to ponder on it. And then Muazzin is saying, Allahu Akbar. We are commanded, stop everything else and listen to that. Listen to that da'wat. And give that da'wat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Second lesson, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Worthy of worship is only Allah. Fulfiller of every need is only Allah. The air I am breathing, the food that I am eating, the eyes with which I am seeing, the ears with which I am hearing, the hands with which I am grasping, the feet with which I am walking, everything is from Allah. Allah gave this, Allah can take it away in 1 second. The fulfiller of every need is Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. In the heavens, in the earth, it is no one and nothing but one Allah. That is the second lesson of azan. Third lesson of azan. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. If you want to find Allah, if you want to connect to Allah, if you want to get the pleasure of Allah, if you want to bring your life according to how Allah wants you to live, then the road to that, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ That which that you have received from the Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hold on to it. That which he has stopped you from, abstain from it. Like Allama Iqbal used to say, ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hai. Come on to the true allegiance, wafadari of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah will be yours. Ye jahan cheez hai kya? What is this world? Nothing. Loh aur qalam tere hai. Allah will give you the pen of taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. Such a shan wala nabi we were given. Sahaba say, Ali radiallahu anhu says, I walked with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mastaqbalahu hajar, wala shajar, wala madar, illa qala as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. He says, my Nabi didn't pass a stone or a sand heap or even a tree or a clump, except that it said, peace be upon you, peace and salutations be upon you, O the Rasul of Allah. Even the trees recognized his azmat. Even the stones recognized his azmat. Today, if there's anybody who doesn't recognize it, it's you and I. That is why our lives are not on sunnah. So this sabak, this lesson, Sahaba say, we traveled with him, we came to a well, the water was bitter. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for a little water, he gargled in his mouth, and thereafter he put that water into the well. They say the bitter water of the well became sweet. One occasion there was a dry well, they needed water. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam again took water in his mouth, gargled with it, put it into the well, and the whole well filled up with water. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. The road to Allah, Allah's pleasure, Allah's obedience is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the third sabak and lesson of azan. Fourth sabak and lesson of azan. What is the third lesson? Bring your life onto Muhammadur Rasulullah. In the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most important command and the first command is what? Salah. So hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. He said the distinction between us and them, iman and kufr, al ahdul ladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salah, the distinction between us and them, iman and kufr, is salah. Faman tarakaha faqad kafar, he who has left out salah has committed kufr. So the most important hukam and command of Allah, the first command that has to be established in emulating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is salah. So that is the fourth lesson of azan. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. Fifth lesson of azan. Once you will come onto salah, you will have Allah in your life. Once you have Allah in your life, then the key to falah, success of dunya and akhirat, is yours. Istainu bis sabri was salah. Take the help of Allah through sabr and salah. Fulfill your every need through salah. Idha hazibahu amrun fazi'a ila salah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any problem, first thing, salah, salah, salah. He taught the ummah that through salah, every need, every difficulty, every hardship will be addressed. Today, Allah forgive us. The businessman of today thinks salah is an impediment to his financial progress. School student thinks salah is a waste of time, it's an obstacle to his studies. That which Allah is going to use to make you successful today, we are viewing it as an obstacle to success. This is why, for majority of the ummah, azan is falling on deaf ears, particularly fajr salah. That is why in the azan of fajr, there is one addendum. What is that addendum? As-salatu khayrum minan noom. As-salatu khayrum minan noom. Salah is better than sleep. In this is ishara that the ummah hearts are sleeping. This is why they say that if somebody is sleeping and it's a very light sleep, you shake him, he'll wake up. If it's a very deep sleep, maybe you can take one pin and poke him. Then he'll wake up. But if he's a very, very deep sleep, poke him till he won't wake up. And if he's dead, then you can take a knife also and cut him, he won't wake up. So they say that is the analogy of the heart of the ummah today, that when azan is being called out, this heart has become a dead heart. That is why the ummah is not moving towards the masjid. So this is Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mafhum of the hadith, he said, that person who doesn't wake up for Fajr Salah, Shaitan urinates in his ears. Shaitan urinates in his ears. Now ask ourselves the question, that home for years, If that family is not waking up for Fajr Salah, it means that their insides are a gutter of the najasat of shaitan. How is Quran and Hadith and the talk of deen going to affect such a person? So this is such a great loss that the ummah is experiencing. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one hadith, he said, if you knew what Allah has kept in Fajr Salah, if you knew what Allah has kept in Fajr Salah, even if you had to crawl, you would crawl on your hands and knees and come for Fajr Salah in the masjid. Now to some extent, we see a little bit of shan, we see a little bit of jaan, life in Ramadan. What happens the day after Eid? Eid day, mashallah, then after that? So this is something that we have to become very, very serious about. We have to become very concerned about. It's an alamat and sign that the hearts have died, that the ummah is not coming on to salah. So the fifth lesson, Hayya alal falah, Hayya alal falah, Hayya alal falah. And then the sixth lesson, the first lesson is repeated, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Ulama say, azan is the basis of da'wat. And da'wat is given first. And how great is the effect of da'wat? What your enemy hates and is afraid of, it is a sign that this is something that is beneficial for you. Allah loves azan. Allah loves azan. That is why Allah has promised so much on azan. Allah loves azan. This is why shaitan hates the azan. To this extent, ulama have mentioned. They say azan is da'wat. Shaitan is more afraid of the da'wat than the salah also. That is why it comes in the hadith that when azan is called out, Rasulullah SAW said, shaitan runs. And runs with such fear and such panic that he passes wind. And Rasulullah SAW said, he runs makan al-roha, right up till roha. Ulama say roha is 36 miles out of Medina. So Nabi SAW says, such is the panic and fear that is created in shaitan through this da'wat, that shaitan runs 36 miles, according to the hadith of Rasulullah SAW. And the moment the azan is finished, and the salah, and the moment the azan is finished, shaitan comes back. Iqamat is given, he runs again. The moment the salah starts, shaitan comes back. Why? He fears the da'wat more than the amal itself. So this is the effect of da'wat. And what da'wat? What is azan? Azan is da'watu tamma, in other words, kamil tawheed. Perfect la ilaha illallah is found in azan. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah to kamal is found in azan. And because if the ummah collectively will give that da'wat, it will break the back of shaitan, it will break the back of batil. That is why he fears it so much. And this is why it is taught to us in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The importance of us, one is respecting the shiar and symbol of Islam, understanding the asbaq and lessons and haqaiq that are attached to it, listening attentively with respect when azan is called out, responding to the azan, sending durood, reciting the dua after azan, and very, very important, pondering over the asbaq and the lessons and the jewels and the tenets of iman and deen that are contained in azan. So all of us will try and do this, inshallah. As we mentioned, these are very, very Mubarak nights. The main amal of this night, as much as possible, my respected brothers, let us engage ourselves in whatever remains of the few precious moments of these nights in the our nafil salah, tahajjud, tilawat of Quran, zikr, and dua. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if I perceive it to be Laylatul qadar, then what should I do? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us this. Say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. That, oh Allah, you are very, very forgiving. You love to forgive, so please forgive me. When you ask Allah for forgiveness, what are you actually asking Allah for? Ulama explained, they say, why so much emphasis? Istighfar, istighfar, ya Allah forgive me, ya Allah forgive me, ya Allah forgive me. Because they say, maghfirat means jannat. Without maghfirat, there's no jannat. Allah has to forgive us to enter us into jannah. This is Allah's system. So, when you're asking Allah for forgiveness, you're not just asking for forgiveness, you're asking Allah for the most priceless thing that there can possibly be, which is jannat, which is His rida, which is His pleasure. So this is why so much of emphasis. And لا يقبل الدعاء من قلب غافل لاهي. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if the heart is ghafil, if the heart is negligent, if you have a lackadaisical, lackluster attitude towards dua, Allah will not accept that dua. Dua is something we have to apply ourselves in. We have to humble ourselves. We have to negate everything. Affirm the greatness of Allah. Praise Allah. Send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then beg and beseech, like I mentioned the other day, when Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers, Yaqub alayhi salam, sent them. Now they were in poverty. They had nothing. They didn't know Yusuf. They didn't know who it was. They thought he was Aziz and Misr. So he gave them a little bit of hidayat. Ulama say the whole of dua is contained in those hidayat. What was it? Ya ayyuhal aziz, O Aziz and Misr, massana wa ahlana dur. We are drowning in a cauldron of poverty, hardship, persecution, oppression, depression, difficulty. Massana, we and our families, all of us, are suffering. Massana wa ahlana dur. We have come to you. We have nothing to present. Jitna bi bida'atin muzjat. What we have come to present has no value. Your shan we can never reach. Hum giri pari cheez lekar tere paas aaye. Our little broken tears, our broken ibadat. We are coming with that. Nothing valuable we come to present to you. Fa'ofilan al kail. But you on the other hand, you are kareem. You are very, very generous. We are asking you, don't look at what we brought. Rather, focus on your generosity and compassion. So instead of giving us what we are worth, أوفلنا الكيل, give us to the full. وتصدق علينا, and even over and above that, give us. So they say, this is dua. This etiquette that Yaqub alayhi salam taught his sons to present, their ajazi before Aziz and Misr, they say the etiquettes of dua are contained in this. That, oh my Allah, we are in a heights of difficulty and hardship. We are suffering. Reveal your pain to Allah. Talk to Allah. Instead of talking to insan, when you talk to insan, they want to run away from you. The more you talk to Allah, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. The one who doesn't ask Allah, Allah gets angry with him. Allah's shan is different. Human beings run away. Why? Because what they got, their resources are limited. So they think you want to take what they got away from them. Allah's resources are limitless. Allah wants us. أَلِحُّ فِي الدُّعَى. It's mentioned. Insist. Insist. Allah loves your insistence. When the slave of Allah raises his hands, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, holding on to the door of Allah, doesn't want to let go. Allah loves this. It's mentioned, then Allah Ta'ala's haya is such that Allah doesn't want to turn this person away empty-handed. So dua, like we mentioned the other day, is ibadat, and ibadat has its etiquettes, has its sharait, has its conditions. And we need to learn to apply ourselves in dua. This collective dua that's taking place now, this is just ta'aliman, to teach us, by way of muzakara, for myself, for you also. Actual dua, jab tu mere paas hote to goya koi dusra nahi hota. That is actual dua. Ya Allah, when I am with you, it is as if there's no one else there. It's only you and me. And this is what we learn strikingly in the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inni abduk wabnu abdik wabnu amatik. Ya Allah, I am your slave. My father was your slave. My mother was your slave. I am your bondsman. Anal mudhnibu dhalil. Ya Allah, I am drowning in my sins. Anal khaifu dharir. Ba'isul faqeer. What expressions Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used. Khaif is that person who you can see his khawf on the outside. Dharir is that person who is shivering on the inside. Anal khaifu dharir. Anal ba'isul faqir. Faqir is that person whose poverty you can see from his appearance. Maybe his face is emaciated, his clothing is torn. Ba'is is that faqir whose insides are poor also. So you would say, Allah, internally, externally, I am in the heights of poverty. I am shivering with your fear. Externally, internally. Innaka tasma'u kalami. Ya Allah, you can hear everything I'm saying. Tara makani. You can see me, my Allah. Ta'lamu sirri wa alaniyati. What I'm hiding, you know already. What I'm revealing, you know already. Wala yakhfa alayka shay'un min amri. What am I going to conceal from you? There's nothing I can conceal from you. This quality of absolute inkisari, negating yourself. Ya Allah, I am nothing, you are everything. That is the hakikat actually. And the mashq, the medan to learn that is dua. This azan also, this muzakara we made, same sabak. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Allah is everything, we are nothing. The more we do this, wallah, my respected brothers, the more you finish your inside for Allah, the more Allah will raise you. Then you will get what they call the sukoon. You get the lazzat and the ecstasy. Such ecstasy, such maza, such halawat, such sweetness. You will get that nothing in the world can match that. The more you will negate yourself. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. This is why it comes in hadith. This is the greatest dua. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin is the greatest dua. Now, ostensibly, if you look at that expression, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka, you're not asking anything there. Why is it? Because this is dua. I am nothing, Allah is everything. So, ganto, our kafirin say, hours and hours do this. Apply yourself. Because this is kanzun la tafna. This is that treasure which is never coming to an end. And this is that treasure that finally when those hot tears start falling down the eyes, that the great our kabirin, the salaf salihin, the sahaba, when they were leaving this world, they used to be depressed, full of sorrow and grief. And when somebody asked them, why are you so sad? What happened? You're leaving the world. Jannat is waiting for you. You pleased Allah. What would they say? They say this, that special ecstasy that Allah used to give us when the tears used to fall down our cheeks before Him. In Jannat, we're not going to get that. And that was Jannat on this dunya. So that is not something that is just going to come like that. It will come if we make that effort, go in that direction, and for that these occasions are given to us. So please, you may be tired, some of you may be working tomorrow, it took a little bit longer than we intended, for which you ask forgiveness, but it's not only tonight. Daily, in Ramadan also, sehri time, iftar time, tahajjud time, daily after fajr, take the trouble. Why are we always in such a big hurry? After fajr, sit in the masjid, sit. Takes little bit time, dua, little bit zikr. Daily mashura takes place, take part in the amal. Start investing in what is really valuable, because this is that investment which is going to stay forever. Everything else you'll have to leave it behind. Allah give us tawfiq. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المن والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصل على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور وصل على روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين أنت سيدنا أنت خالقنا أنت ربنا أنت ربنا يا مونس كل وحيد يا صاحب كل فريد يا قريبا غير بعيد يا قريبا غير بعيد يا شاهدا غير غائب يا غالبا غير مغلوب يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أمي الله is وحده لا شريك أمي الله has no partners أمي الله has no weaknesses or deficiencies or shortcomings أمي الله is free of every association أمي الله is free of a wife and children oh my Allah whose kingdom knows no decline, oh my Allah whose treasures are limitless, oh my Allah who is Qadir Mutlaq, oh my Allah who is the owner of every cell in our bodies and every atom in this universe, oh my Allah our defective intelligence and our dirty tongue and our hearts that are drowned in running behind this dunya can never do justice to praising you as you ought to be praised. Oh my Allah, you are as you have praised yourself. Oh my Allah, every creation in the heavens and the earth is making your tasbih and your taqdees and glorifying. And all the glorification put together can never come close to even an iota expressing your majesty and glory as it ought to be. Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, every second, countless bounties and favors of yours are raining down upon us. The least requirement of that, oh my Allah, was that we should have repaid you with gratitude. We should have utilized the bounties you gave us in a manner that was pleasing to you. Yet we flagrantly violated your commands. You didn't give us eyes to look at the daughters of others. You didn't give us ears to listen to haram music. You didn't bless us with financial capabilities so that we are drowning in interest and riba. You didn't give us tongue to lie and cheat and deceive others and make ghibat and slander the reputation of others. Oh my Allah, you didn't stretch out this earth so that your disobedience should take place upon it. Oh my Allah, it is apparent and clear because of the level of our zulm and oppression that today you are angry with us, Ya Allah. The way our brothers and sisters are suffering, the level of the persecution and hardship that like a cauldron of fire has engulfed this entire ummah is a clear indication, my Kareem Allah, that you are angry with us. The rope that the Firauns of today have been given, Ya Allah, they are crushing the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such poverty has overtaken this ummah that sometimes the parents put food in front of the child, the next whole 2 or 3 days the child is asking for some more food and there is no food. They are hungry, Ya Allah. They are without shelter, Ya Allah. Bombs are raining down on the defenseless homes of this ummah, Ya Allah. The zalimeen of today, the level of their zulm has reached a level that we cannot even articulate it, Ya Allah. The little bodies of the little babies of this ummah, Ya Allah, are being charred and burnt beyond recognition. Our mothers and sisters, their respect and honor is being looted in front of their families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Yet the Firauns of today, their thirst is not getting quenched, Ya Allah. One feels if even the rocks and stones and ice, they also would cry. This is the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A baby was crying in the salah, your Habib shortened the salah. He shortened the salah. He shortened the salah. He didn't want to cause taklif to the mother. Ya Allah, the sobbing and screaming of the babies of today. What must they be doing to that Mubarak Ruh in Madina? Ya Allah, this is Ardul Muqaddasa. This is Ardul Manshari wal Mahshar. This is the land of the Anbiya. Ya you have said in your Quran, Inna Ardi Wasi'ah. The earth is very, very wide. Ya Allah, the same earth today has become very narrow, very constricted upon the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever is going on, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, it is still your fazal, Ya Allah. If it were justice, instead of insan, we would be monkeys and khinzir, Ya Allah. It is still your tolerance. It is still your fazal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. But we are the weak section of the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the sahaba of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw Quran coming down. They saw wahi coming down. They saw the mubarak face of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all we have seen is nakedness.
All we have seen is shamelessness. This dirty, filthy environment of behayai and shamelessness has become like a steel wall in front of us. Every time we are going one step closer to you, we are going 20 steps backwards, Ya Allah. हमने अच्छे बनने की बहुत कोशिश किया, हमने अच्छे बनने की बहुत कोशिश किया, लेकिन हम नहीं बन सके, नहीं बन सके. Ya Allah, we have to make tawbah for our ibadat also, Ya Allah. We are drowning in riyakari, we are drowning in nifaq, we are drowning in hypocrisy, Ya Allah. Greater loss can than this, what can there be, Ya Allah? We take your name, we take your name, we don't feel the sweetness on our tongues, Ya Allah. Our hearts are not beating with your love and the love of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aksar zindagi to guzar gaya. Most of the life is gone, Ya Allah. Agar maut is halat mein ho jaye, if we die in this condition, if we die with these dead hearts, if we die in this condition, Ya Allah, kabar mein kya hoga? Kabar mein kya hoga? Ab tere saamne kaise karenge, Ya Allah? हमने बहुत कोशिश की, तेरे इज्जत की कसम हम नहीं बन सके, हम दो नंबर के माल है या अल्लाह. Where are we going to bring Abu Bakr and Umar from? Where are we going to bring Osman and Ali from, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, it is us broken ones, Ya Allah. Khar hai, badkar hai, dube hue zillat mein, kuch bhi ho, kuch bhi ho, lekin tere mahboob sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke ummati hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that night upon night, that Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati. Ya Allah, he cried for us, Ya Allah. His crying was for us, Ya Allah. His Sahaba, you had already told him, Kullan wa'ada Allahu al-husna, my Habib, your Sahaba, Jannatis. Ya Allah, he was crying for us, Ya Allah. Our zina, our sharab, our zulm, our oppression, that karguzari had already been shown to him, Ya Allah. Yet despite that, on the day when Anbiya will be falling onto their knees, he will still be saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. Ya Allah, we haven't fulfilled your haq, we haven't fulfilled his haq, Ya Allah. Hamare paas koi amal nahi hai, Ya Allah. Hum iqrari mujrim hai, hum iqrar, we are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. We are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. We are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. Every hair of our bodies is a gutter of your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are the lowest of the low, Ya Allah. You are the purest of the pure. You are the highest of the high, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. This Mubarak night, Laylatul Qadr or not, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have the power, Ya Allah. You have the power to make it Laylatul Qadr. You have the power to send down the barakat of Laylatul Qadr on this night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah, on behalf of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins we have committed openly, the sins we have committed secretly. Ya Allah, every type of sin is there, Ya Allah. Every type of sin is there, Ya Allah. We make tawbah, we break the tawbah. We make tawbah, we break the tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. You have said on the tongue of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come with sins equivalent to the number of leaves of the trees of the world. Come with sins equivalent to the number of rain droplets. Come with sins equivalent to the foam of the waves of the ocean. Tere izzat ki qasam mere malik. Ya Allah, we have many, many sins, but our sins are not so much, Ya Allah. They're not as many as the foam of the waves of the oceans, Ya Allah. إنك لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لم تشركوا بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. You have said on the tongue of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come to me with the whole world full with sins. As long as you haven't made shirk, I will meet you with the whole world of my maghfirah. Ya Allah, whatever we are, we haven't made shirk, Ya Allah. We've never ascribed partners to you, Ya Allah. Our kalima is broken. Our deen is broken. But Ya Allah, this much we did. We regarded you as one, Ya Allah. And your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as your final messenger, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah, the Firauns of today. If hidayat is muqaddar for them, give it to him quickly. Otherwise, remove them from the surface of the earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth, Ya Allah. Pave the way for hidayat, Ya Allah. Protect the muqaddasat of the ummah, Ya Allah. Protect Haramain Sharifain. Protect Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat. Give America, give Australia, give China, give Europe, give Asia, give Africa. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Open the way for hidayat, Ya Allah. The hearts are in your control. There will be no shortage in your treasures. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring this ummah back onto deen, Ya Allah. Give us the love of your commands, the love of the sunnah, the love of the Quran, the love of zikr, the love of fasting, the love of tahajjud, Ya Allah. Habib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-isyan waj'alna min al-rashidin waj'alna min al-rashidin waj'alna min al-rashidin. Is kaam ke haqaiq humare saamne khol de, is kaam ke nafa khol de, is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ke taufeeq naseeb farma mere malik. Hum kokla hai, hum to kuch bhi nahi hai, tu to sab kuch hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho chuki, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho chuki, ab to aa ja, ab to khalwat ho chuki, sari duniya se wahshat ho chuki, ab to aa ja. Open up before us the deception of this world, Ya Allah. Give us the shauk and raghbat of akhirat, Ya Allah. Give us the jazba of sahaba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us have this jazba that our lives and our wealth be accepted for hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the capabilities of the ummah that have been wasted, Ya Allah. The resources that have been wasted in the blind pursuit of this dunya, Ya Allah, change the direction, Ya Allah. Accept, Ya Allah, this ummah for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill the masjids, Ya Allah. Let the amal of hidayat come alive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the work of deen is taking place in a manner that is pleasing to you, accept it. Take it from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take it from strength to strength. Let us solve our affairs, Ya Allah. Let our affairs come in order, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on halal, save us from haram. Keep us on halal, save us from haram. Keep us on halal, save us from haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our earnings be halal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with afiyat, with ease, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the pave the way for us, Ya Allah. You are Basit. You are Basit, Ya Allah. You are Fattah, Ya Allah. You are Wadud, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your sifat, your attributes are limitless. Your treasures are limitless, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we were little babies in the laps of our mothers, they said, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. We didn't even know. We repeated behind them. Ya Allah, let it not be that in this short interim in this world, some be'usuli occurs. Some be'usuli occurs, as a result of which we are deprived of la ilaha illallah. When we said la ilaha illallah in the lap of our mothers, when the time for our departure comes, Ya Allah, let la ilaha illallah be on our tongues, Ya Allah. Husne khatima naseeb farma, buri maut se bacha de, kufr wali maut se bacha de, shirk wali maut se bacha de, shirk wali maut se bacha de, mere maut. Sue khatima se bacha de, sue khatima se bacha de, Allah bacha de mere malik, iman ki hifazat farma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of qabr. Those of our brothers and sisters that have passed away and are mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr. Save us from the azab of hashar. Let us receive our book of deeds in the right hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us receive Jame Kohsar from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us cross the sirat with the speed of lightning. Ya Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught us to say, he would say it over and over again, Jannat is haq. Jahannam is haq. Jahannam is haq. Jahannam is haq. Such descriptions you have given of that fire in your Quran, Ya Allah. Naran ahata bihim suradiquha wa yastaghithu yughathu bima'ikal muha yashwil wujuh sa'at murtafaqa lahum min jahannam bihad ومن فوقهم غواش في سموم وحبيب وظل يحبوب لا بارد ولا كريم دوزكم سے برداشت نہیں ہو سکتے نہیں ہو سکتے نہیں ہو سکتے نہیں We'll never be able to bear that fire, Ya Allah. We can't bear thorn pricking us. We can't bear headache in this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Millions of souls every night in Ramadan are freed from Jahannam. Make us amongst them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Save our families from Jahannam. Save the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, our wives, our children, our brothers, our sisters, our families, Ya Allah. The entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no shortage in your treasures, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, we are unable to repay them. Rabbir hamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Ya Allah, all those who have asked for du'as, mutawakifut of du'as, all our asadiza ikram, all our akabirin, all those who have done ihsan upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all the jais hajat. Remove the parishanis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have passed away, fill the qabrs with noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, jata huwa Ramadan. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said there will be so many who fasted in Ramadan but got nothing but thirst and hunger. So many who stood in Salah but got nothing but sleeplessness and tiredness. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our ibadat is not worthy of being presented, Ya Allah. But we are beseeching you, you are Kareem, you are Rahim. You are Kareem, you are Rahim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, taqabbal minna siyamana, wa qiyamana, wa ruku'ana, wa sujudana, wa tilawatana, wa jami'a amalina, waj'alha kullaha khalisatan liwajhika al-kareem. Waj'alha kullaha khalisatan liwajhika al-kareem. Waj'alha kullaha khalisatan liwajhika al-kareem. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhab an-nar. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا فغفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, whatever your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked of goodness, Ya Allah, on behalf of the entire ummah, accept it for us. Whatever he sought protection from, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protect us from that, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, Wa amma sa'il fala tanhar, do not turn the beggar away. Ya Allah, we are beggars, Ya Allah. We have come with our begging. Ya Allah, we haven't come, Ya Allah. You have brought us. Ab aaye nahi tere izzat ki qasam tune to hame laya. Tere taufeeq se hua. Ab to kuch bhi nahi hai, Ya Allah. Hame koi dawa bhi nahi hai, Ya Allah. We are beggars, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, don't turn the beggar away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, one time. Ek dafa mere malik, ek dafa. Ek dafa mere malik, one time, Ya Allah. Say to your malaika, say to Jibreel, say to Jibreel, I have forgiven them. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله